Eastview Christian Church is one of the area's largest congregations with more than 5,000 members. Last Sunday, Eastview's pastor, Mike Baker, talked about sex. Baker touched on a variety of topics, but his remarks on homosexuality and non-traditional families in particular ignited criticism from some members of the community who say the sermon disrespected the LGBTQ community and families that don't fit the traditional mold. GLT's Judy Valente has the story.
Pastor Mike Baker stands on the large stage at Eastview Christian Church that serves as a pulpit. He's dressed casually in a summer suit, open-collar shirt, and loafers with no socks. Behind him, lit up in stage lights, are the letters S-E-X.
We are not a bunch of people who are against stuff. Okay, we are for things, and the thing that we're mostly for is Jesus Christ. And so today, I'm going to present for you the plan for sex that God has for you. I just want to start. I just want you to understand this. No matter who you are, what you think about the church and sexuality, God wants you to have sex. God made you as sexual beings. Sex is cool with Jesus.
Baker says at the outset he does not intend for his remarks to be disrespectful.
The reality is, we're not haters. There's no hating here. Hating rhymes with Satan, all right? And so we don't hate here.
And he says he's not suggesting that sex is evil, but is merely trying to clarify biblical teaching. He cites the second chapter of the book of Genesis, adding his own take on why he believes sexual relations are only proper between a man and a woman.
God made man's penis to fit perfectly into a woman's vagina. Actually, they become one flesh. The physical side of this is fascinating in God's creation.
As Baker spoke, about 25 protesters from a group calling itself Humans for the Advancement of Religious Equality gathered outside the church. They held signs they said reflected their interpretation of Christian scripture. Messages such as, God doesn't make mistakes, and you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Baker's sermon has provoked a public airing of the kinds of internecine disputes that exist between Christian churches over sexual matters. The sermon touched on a variety of subjects, including pornography, masturbation, and sex outside of marriage. Baker asserted homosexuality is a choice that can be overridden by will, and his remarks about non-traditional families sparked the biggest outcry, not only from LGBT activists, but a local feminist group, a Bloomington City Council member, and members of other Christian denominations. Jackie Gunderson, a member of Hope Methodist Church, organized the protest.
I am actually the leader of a small group of Christians. Some of us are LGBTQ Christians and some of us are allies, and we've all experienced or witnessed the hurt that Christians and churches have caused.
Gunderson cites Eastview's prominence as one of the largest churches in the county with more than 5,000 members, about a third of them under the age of 29. Eastview even rented a billboard along Veterans Parkway to announce Baker's sermon on sex.
We are not arguing with Mike Baker's interpretation. That is his interpretation. What we were there for is to show love to those who left confused or hurt or unsure of what they just heard, because we have all felt that.
Baker's remarks on sexuality reflect the teachings of most evangelical Christian churches, as well as some mainline churches and the Catholic Church. The swift negative response to the sermon underscores a growing issue for churches like Eastview that make extensive use of video, web posts, Twitter, and other social media. Those media venues leave the comments of pastors open to far greater public scrutiny than ever before.
They use the billboard and the Facebook posts and spreading that message on Twitter to attract more people there. We were really hoping that as they attracted more people on top of the thousands that they connect with every Sunday, that they might use that platform to be inclusive and loving rather than excluding and gaslighting an individual or a group of individuals.
GLT News asked Baker to comment on his sermon. He replied through a church official that he was leaving on a retreat to write a book and would not be available.
Mike Baker joined Eastview's church staff in 1995 as a youth minister. He's been senior pastor since 2007. He is the author of several books on faith, including How Teens Do Church.